this is David. I've gone through life, and I'm sure that as well as all of you, and there are things that I have questions about, things that I have no answers for, and even the answers that I've come up with, I'm questioning whether they are good answers or real answers. And because of these confusing things in my life, I find it being necessary. And I don't think I'm unique in that. I think that there are a lot of you in the audience that too might have things that you'd like to get a grip on, but you don't really know how. But I'm blessed because I have a good friend of mine, Peter, and Peter has studied quite extensively in certain fields. He's done a tremendous amount of observation work, and I think I'm just going to pose some questions to Peter and get his thoughts and very, very important feelings of some of these things that I'm bothered with, and that you are too, because being a co-host of this good radio station, I find that a lot of you have the same concerns because you call in and you talk about them, and we try to help as best we can. So, Peter, I'd just like to ask you something. On Mondays, there's a lot of talk and statistics on men as to feeling jaded and having the blues, and even to the point of dying mostly on Monday. And I didn't know what your thoughts were in this area. Could you touch on that, please? Why do you think that's so?
Hello, David. Thank you for having me in your show. Certainly, Mondays. Who love Mondays? Blue Mondays. There's a lot of songs about Mondays as well. So I think Mondays and fear and stress might be somehow related to each other. So there might be things which are, you know, in your mind, and you coming out of a weekend, and in the weekend you feeling happy, and you with your family and friends, and then you coming back to the work week, and if you don't particularly like your work, and you having a bit of stress and issues with your work, for example, then it might just be the change and the difference between the situations that cause that Mondays is maybe not the best of the days.
That's interesting. I know too that I remember terms like blue laws, and blue laws were quite interesting. What it meant was that one could not work on a Sunday or maybe even Saturday afternoon, because that gave them time to break away from their work places and spend time with the family and that kind of thing. And so these things are gone because people are working now 24/7. Their companies now are open. It doesn't matter whether it's holidays or what. They're still open. And so the blue laws, I don't know where they went. I heard something else very frightening. The average mother today spends about 7 minutes per day with their child, and the father is much less than that. So could that be a fact as far as your concern, Peter, as to why men statistically take Monday very, very, very harshly?
Sure. I think, you know, it's our sort of society at this point is that we expect it to work a lot, or that's the pressure we're taking in. And obviously a lot of shops and a lot of activities are going 24/7. And if you don't take it yourself the time to sort of cool off or take just laid back and be relaxed, you know, it might be very difficult as well. So certainly I personally think it's very important that you take the time off as well. It's like a night and day, dark and light, and all those things that, you know, when you're working hard, you also have to relax. And it's not just that you have to always be active. You cannot be always active. So you have to sleep as well. So the same way, you have to take time off, and that's very important. And obviously, if you have a family, I think it's very important that you're with your family, because you can only live now. It's very easy to just say that, you know, okay, when we have a bit more money, or when we getting over this thing, or I'm having a lot of work in the, you know, stress and a lot of, you know, workload, and after this. But it's always the then and afterwards. It's never now. And unfortunately, we can only live now. So This way, I think the weekends and the breaks and time to relax are very important, because they give us an opportunity to slow down and just experience the moment and enjoy life.
Mm. Well, you know, what I'd like to ask the audience, I'd like to give an assignment. There's a blues that was very popular years ago. It's called Blue Monday. And I remember a word or two of the lines of the lyrics. It says, "How I hate Blue Monday." Now, if anyone's in the audience that knows this song, maybe they might respond and give us the rest of the lyrics, because the person that wrote this song must have experienced some of the things that we were just speaking of, as far as the weekend being a happy time, and then all of a sudden having to get back to the grinding wheel, as the saying goes. So if anybody in the audience knows the lyrics to Blue Monday, and it starts out like, "Blue Monday, how I hate Blue Monday," and it goes from there. So I'm sure that this could be appreciated as to what this artist was feeling. I don't know who wrote it, but a lot of people sang it, including the popular B.B. King and some of the others, and Bobby Bland singing Blue Monday. So if anyone in the audience knows the rest of the lyrics, they might respond and let us know. But back to you, Petri. I think that you're absolutely right as far as why things get to where they are. I sat down and had a meal once that was rather bland, and I found that putting some spices on it, it made it taste better. Sometimes if we have something in our lives that prevents us from appreciating even Monday, maybe there's something we can do to spice it up. What do you think?
Absolutely, and I just want to remind that Monday is only in our head. You know, Sunday, Monday, they are names. And it's the same thing. Typically, well, if you work in the traditional 5 days a week thing from Monday to Friday, then you're also contrasting. You're saying that Monday, the work week, is you know, work, and then you're having the good time the weekend. But that's only once again in your mind. You sort of contrasting that, you know, good or bad, or, you know, having fun and not fun. But who says that you cannot have fun in Mondays and just enjoy yourself in Sundays? So it's once again all in our mind, you know, how we take it, you know, and obviously if you don't feel like that, having good time on Monday, why are you working? Maybe you have to change your work. Maybe you just should do something that you're enjoying yourself. Why should you be in a misery? Mm-hmm. What's the point of having, you know, just a sad life and working hard and not enjoying yourself? It's all up to us. Obviously, if you want to do it, you know, feel free. But, you know, there's always alternatives. We create the expectations for our life, and then we try to fulfill them. But, you know, they are our own expectations. We expect something, and then we acting. But happily, we can also change our mind. If it doesn't feel good, you know, let's change something. Let's do something else.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So, I don't know. Someone once said, speaking of change, and that's an interesting word you used. Change, someone says, the only change that the average human being likes is change in his pocket. So, so change can be a challenge. So, but I think what we'll have to realize is that life, as far as we know it, life is what we make of it, I think. But then again, sometimes life is what we don't really make of it. Life just, things just happen. I'm sure that if you're driving on a road or something and you hit an ice spot and the car goes into a spin, it's not what one made. It's just a circumstantial thing. It happened to be cold enough to have a black ice on the road. But I guess the key to life is that when unforeseen occurrences take place, we have to be intelligent enough or shrewd enough or whatever to adjust to it as quickly as we can to prevent a catastrophe. So what do you think?
Absolutely. And there's always choice we can make. No matter what are the circumstances, the external things happening in our life, we can always decide how we take those things. Obviously, there are things we are not in control. If you're driving and something's on the road, you know, you just have to adapt quickly and, you know, just make sure that you don't cause an accident. But maybe in other situations, you're in a different position. But, you know, you cannot truly make a big difference how things are coming out. But still, you can always decide how do you take those things. Are you just playing a victim, or are you blaming someone else for the things, or are you just plainly in a bad mood and don't wanna be in this particular moment and just wait to get over it, or how do you take it? Or then you can always accept what's happening. Say that, you know, I am here, I cannot do anything about it. It's a lousy weather, nothing is working, it's blackout, you know, and don't have that much food either, but you know, here we are. So how about let's go look the stars, because there's no lights, we can see it more easily. So there's always some positive aspects as well, but it's up to us to make the decision and the choice whether we want to pursue them.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So I think probably this is excellent advice, and I think that we can definitely, the listeners in particular can take this advice and follow it accordingly. What we're going to do at this particular time is to, next time we have conversation, we could, there are other topics that would be very meaningful for the public to live and abide by, and also have something to chew on, as the saying goes. But, all right, Peter, I'm very grateful that you were able to discuss this with me, and I want everyone to look forward to Peter's comments and his opinion and with future topics that we'll be talking about that will help the public here, as well as all of us, to decide sometimes even as to which way to go or how to deal with certain things that come up in our lives. But thanks again, Peter, and I'm looking forward to talking to you in the immediate future on some other very, very interesting topics, things such as that befall us pretty much every day, things on beauty, unconditional love, fear, happiness. These are the things that the meaning of life, these are the things that can definitely be very beneficial to get Peter's point of view on this and from some of his observations and studies. So thanks again, Peter. You've been very, very helpful, and we look forward to the next time.
Thank you, David. It's been a pleasure, and I'm looking forward.